Welcome to the show. It's 12. Take two. Welcome to the show. It is.
Don't fuck this up, Mitchell.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast of Thursday the 12th with your hosts, Rich Masotti and Guy Monica. I am James Baxter. Sit back, kick your shoes off, relax. It's going to be a great show.
Welcome to Thursday the 12th. It's Rich. Welcome back. Hello there, Guy.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Happy Thursday.
And same to you.
It's good to have you back, everybody. It's Thursday the 12th. Thank you for listening, tuning in, and keeping up with us every week. Don't forget to shoot us an email at thursdaythe12thpodcast@gmail.com. Visit us on Twitter at thursdaythe12. On Instagram at the Thursday the 12th podcast. What am I forgetting, Lardo? Facebook.
Well, of course, the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/groups/Thursday the 12th podcast.
You know, I'm sorry, real quick. I always wondered about the pronunciation of the, whatever the is, the, when on the Thursday the 12th podcast on our Instagram moniker, if you will. Is it pronounced the or is it pronounced the?
That's a good question.
I would think it's the Thursday the 12th. Like, you know me, I'm a queer ass bastard. Ships like this.
And I probably said the, didn't I?
You did, but I usually use that when it prefaces a word that begins with a vowel.
Okay, like the Brenda and who?
Eddie.
Brenda and Eddie. That's a whole nother.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay,
yes.
So somewhat, on Instagram, yes. We are at the
yeah, exactly.
We are at the. We're at the Thursday that. Nah, the.
Well, listen, the whole
Thursday
thing,
the 12th
thing is
podcast.
Because we accidentally. Someone accidentally missed. What did you put? The wrong email?
Nah, I signed up for Instagram. Yeah. I entered the wrong email address. I was never able to log back in because I couldn't confirm the email address. Yep. So instead of having Thursday the 12th podcast on Instagram,
which I follow,
I had to go with the Thursday the 12th podcast.
I'm the only person that follows it, I believe.
Maybe, because that's as
I
far
think
as
you
we
may
got.
Have followed it too.
But let's think about it. In this context, in the event that someone else should come around and try to steal our moniker, we want to be known as Thursday the 12th podcast, not simply the Thursday the 12th podcast.
Good point.
Right?
Good point.
Yeah, okay, but thank you for that clarification. Yeah. Facebook.com/groups/Thursday the 12th podcast. We do have a website. I'm not going to share the address to right now
in due time, yeah.
Because I don't remember it, yeah. But it's been posted to the Facebook group.
There you go.
It's probably something like...
There's a 12 in it somewhere.
Pinecast.com. Yeah, it's on podcast. So you can follow the website. Mm. I still feel like I'm forgetting something.
There's others, but it's all right.
Yeah. We're still working on the YouTube page. You can still email us. And I feel like I am forgetting
the
something.
Answers.
But we'll get back to that. In any event, contact us anytime for any reason, and we'll be sure to mention you on the next episode.
Where?
Of Thursday the 12th. Anyway, we've got our buddy here with us. Mr. Jimmy B., James A. B., James Baxter. How you doing, James?
Very well this evening. How's everybody today?
We're doing good, sir. Yeah, it's good to have you back. Thank you for once again meeting us on location in parts unknown.
Congratulations.
Thank you for inviting me back. And I enjoy the show, and I'm enjoying to be an active member of it.
Thank you very much. So there are a few things we want to talk about this week. First and foremost, by the time this hits your ears, the brand new 14th studio album from Dream Theater will be available. It hits at midnight, Friday, the 22nd of February, 2019. When you hear this, you can immediately interrupt it by going to iTunes to listen to Distance Over... Don't interrupt it. But when you hear this, just know it's listening party time. Distance Over Time, the 14th studio album by Dream Theater, will be available, and we are very excited. We've heard the first three tracks from the album, and now...
Technically, we've heard the first three tracks plus.
Officially speaking, they have released the first three songs on the album leading up to the album's release. And that leaves seven more that we have not heard, but have begun to sample prior to this recording. Unfortunately, we can't share any of it with you because we don't have the rights to. But maybe, wait a minute. What's the sound doing on this trim tram right now? Let me see something real quick.
Oh, it's happening around town. Everything all right?
Oh, no good? No good.
What happened?
I hit play on the first single because of the way we're wired for recording.
And?
It couldn't be heard. 1, 2, 3. No. So I was going to play like 5 seconds of the first song.
Okay.
I can't do it. Okay. Anyway, go to iTunes. After you subscribe to Thursday the 12th podcast, make sure you check out the new album from Dream Theater. I have the what's going on there? Yeah, don't drop the ball on that, Mitchell.
Wouldn't dare.
The songs on the album, Untethered Angel, Paralyzed, and Fall Into the Light, have been released. We have yet to hear Barstool Warrior, Room 137, S2N, At Wit's End, Wit, Out of Reach, Pale Blue Dot, and Viper King. I am particularly looking forward to Pale Blue Dot. Pale Blue Dot is on my list.
Have you seen any total times on any of these tracks?
Let's see.
Are we getting any classic lengthy Dream Theater tracks?
I'm going to tell you.
More than 10 minutes.
6 minutes, so. 4 minutes, 7 minutes, 7 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 9.5 minutes, 4 minutes, 8.5 minutes, 4 minutes.
So the 9 and the 8 tunes are which
yes.
again?
Yes. We've got... Fall Into the Light was 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
9 minutes 20 seconds is At Wit's End.
Beautiful.
And 8 minutes 25 seconds is Pale Blue Dot.
Okay.
Okay.
I wait with bated breath. I can't wait for this record. This is going to be a real treat.
You're absolutely right from what I've heard so far. And these song lengths are of interest to us because Dream Theater is a band known to put out some 13, 19, 24, 40-minute songs.
The irony of this record is the longest tracks on this record were usually shorter than the lengths of the shortest tracks on other records.
Que talco? But now we're also talking about an album that follows up The Astonishing.
Worm.
Which was itself 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
And their but first...
featured a whole bunch of songs that were 6 minutes or less.
Yep.
But that was a different beast altogether. So Dream Theater fans are excited. The Astonishing was a bit divisive, although epic and excellent, I thought. So we're excited to see where they go next.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait.
Okay, Dream Theater. And they're coming to New York on April 12th. They're playing the Beacon Theater. Apparently ticket prices are higher than ever for Dream Theater.
Indeed.
But they'll be here on April 12th, which is one day after Jason Bieler and Jeffrey Scott Soto play Rockwood Music Hall.
Wow.
A gig we already have tickets to.
Absolutely.
Shout outs to Mr. Bieler, who again has been gracious enough to allow us the use of his music at the beginning and end of our shows, and sometimes in the middle.
A million thanks, Jay.
God bless you, Mr. Bieler. Anyway, in other news, we have the Oscars coming up this Sunday.
Yep, that's right.
Okay? We don't have a list in front of us. I don't know all the nominees, but we do know that A Star Is Born was nominated again several times, and we're pulling for Lady Gaga, Bradley Cooper, the film itself, Sam Elliott, with his first nomination.
Yeah, he's up for supporting. Absolutely.
What a sin.
Well-deserved.
Absolutely.
And an absolute sin that this is his first, absolutely. But well-deserved.
Yes.
I think it's up for 7 or 8.
It's up for several awards.
I would put them in my own personal list at the top of each category they're up for.
Absolutely.
If not tied with whoever they're nominated for.
Now, the film has picked up many awards along the way.
They have.
Not enough Globes. They picked up some Grammys. We're very excited and proud and touched by the whole thing. We are again pulling for them this Sunday as Chimp is pulling on his... you all right over there, sir?
I am. I'm just checking to see if I could contribute something to the Oscars of what you're mentioning.
Oh, Armadale, I see you doing research. Thank you for that. We're pulling for them this Sunday. I don't know if we're going to tune in like we did with the Globes. We really should. We want to know what happens as it happens. But hopefully they'll win their... They're not gonna fucking win.
They're
not going to win, but they should every category they're in.
Well, like I said... Honest to goodness, regardless of how much I love the film, I can honestly say they are probably most definitely the most earnest or most earned, if you will, of the category they're in, if not tied with whomever they are nominated with in each category.
Correct.
I doubt there's anyone they're nominated with or against that is better than them in said categories that they are nominated for.
That's right. And in related Oscar news, you heard about the controversy about certain categories being given, certain awards being given during commercial breaks or before the program. Did you hear about that?
No, well, yeah, but
that's happened for years. Yeah,
that's happened enough.
A lot of awards.
Of a ruckus was made that they are now airing all of those categories. I'm not saying there won't be some that aren't given.
No, but you're right. They're going to they're going to come out and say them, I believe, or am I wrong? Go ahead.
Whatever categories they were not going to air are now being aired because enough people made a stink about it.
Good. Good for them.
So, interesting stuff there. What else we got going on? Rubbernecks. I heard that. You know, this mic is so good, I could hear you scratching your chin.
Huh. Very nice. Amazing.
In not entirely related news, but somewhat related entertainment news, the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony is coming to New York in April as part of WrestleMania weekend, and the announcement has been made as to who the first and probably headlining inductees will be this year, and they are none other than D-Generation X.
The group of them.
The group is being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. It'll be a Friday night Hall of Fame, Saturday night NXT, Sunday is WrestleMania, Monday, of course, Raw, Tuesday, of course, SmackDown, and Wednesday night NXT. All of that stuff will take place in and around New York and New Jersey in April.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be a huge Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, at least.
Yeah. Roughly a week.
Yeah. Now, the NXT probably won't take place live, the Wednesday night show.
Correct.
But it'll all be taped within 5 days in the New York, New Jersey area. Yeah. A big time for wrestling fans.
Yeah.
D-Generation X, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, the New Age Outlaws, X-Pac, and China.
And China.
Finally being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yes.
Wow.
Do you remember China, James?
Vaguely, but I was going to contribute that. I thought China was going to, in turn, you mentioned that.
Absolutely. China was known as the eighth wonder.
Yeah.
Andre was the eighth wonder. Well, seventh wonder, eighth. China was the ninth wonder of the world.
Okay, yeah. I think
you're right. Yeah. She was a crossover star. She won men's titles.
Yeah.
She was big. She was beautiful. She was muscular. She started out with D-Generation X and Triple H, and then moved on to have a singles career of her own.
Yes.
Unfortunately, she is no longer with us. And it's taken a long time for her to get the attention of the WWE's Hall of Fame, but she's finally getting in there, and I know Michael Bishop is happy about that.
Absolutely. True. Absolutely.
So good stuff for them. There'll be more inductees announced soon. We don't know very much about the WrestleMania card yet. Elimination Chamber just passed. We'll talk about that another time, if at all. Fastlane is coming, and then WrestleMania. It's an exciting, exciting time for wrestling fans. Oh, how nice of you, Chisalmo. China, unfortunately, like I said, no longer with us. Mm. There was some controversy about why she hadn't been inducted. And, you know, of course, she fell on some hard times after her WWE run.
Sure.
Yeah. God bless you. But anyway, she's getting in, and maybe someday on her own, too.
We'll see. We'll see. But at the very least, she's absolutely deserving of this. That's for sure.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I know we had one or two other things we wanted to touch on. What's new with you this week, Largo?
Oh, not a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Not too much, you know, the same old, you know. That's pretty much the same answer each time, though, right?
Awesome, yeah, awesome. Sort of. Chimon, how are you doing this week?
Prosperous and always looking for advancement in my line of work. And just added a few friends to my website this week, and that's about it.
Very good.
In other words,
did some updating and just keeping ahead of the curve.
Very, very good. I myself picked up a voiceover job this week.
Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank you to the folks at Audio Visual Terrorism and Vagabond Beaumont. Thank you, sir. More on that another time. And I guess in general things are all right. I feel like there was some other stuff that went on this week that we forgot to mention, or that I forgot to mention.
Stuff we ate,
stuff we saw. Anything good at the Alamo this week, Larjo?
To be honest, I'm not gonna lie. It happened to me again, and I'm not kidding.
Really,
this film really took me by surprise. Occasionally, as you both know, I'll dip in there and see something that I wouldn't normally see. I do it especially whenever they play something older, something black and white. Like recently they played a picture with Marilyn Monroe and Clark Gable, The Misfits. Excellent. But the other day I caught the 3D rendering of Alita, Battle Angel. Absolutely incredible. The CGI was incredible. The actors, it was real with CGI blended, and it was done so well that at most times it was hard to remember and realize what's what. And then you got the 3D chips on top of that, which made it that much more impressive and
nice.
Incredible. On top of all of this, and most importantly, what makes it what really grabbed me was the storyline. The story is great. The acting is not bad at all. They got the perfect actors for it. And the story is
yeah. Let me ask you a question about that. Alita.
Yeah.
That's an actress, yes, or is she totally computer?
The character in the movie.
Yeah.
She's cyborg. Yeah.
No, I know Alita's a cyborg.
Oh, everyone.
Part human, part cyborg.
Played by a human being.
Okay.
Yes. Everyone. There's a human being portraying every character.
What a beautiful face.
Hold on now. Now, it's a computer face based on her face and whatever else they do. But her entire thing that you see during the film, she's wearing one of them suits with all the balls and on it, whatever, you know.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I know they weren't her eyes.
Right.
They were big.
Exactly.
But there are times when I can't tell if that's a human, if it's a real face.
She was great. The actress, the voice alone and the diction, the delivery alone, she was fantastic. Her vocal delivery, her co-star or whatever, if you will, was regular human, if you will. So there was no CGI with him.
Yeah, regular bastard.
He was well. He was very good.
He was well.
He was good. And it was good. It was a good movie. Interesting. Very interesting storyline. And I liked it. It was good.
How did the storyline draw you into the movie?
Well, first, a graphic novel.
Yes.
I was expecting. This is another movie based on a fucking comic book. Whatever.
Go on.
Right. Whatever. Okay. The graphics were great. PG-13 rating. The story is could have been R-rated. This script could have been an R-rated script. How they just changed the language is all I'm saying. It's a very mature story. It's a great script. I loved it. I don't want to give anything away, but it had.
He doesn't want to give it away.
Or should I?
There was swearing in there.
The word she says, but only once.
There was one F.
Once. But no, good. It was a good job. I was very impressed.
You're allowed, I believe, two Fs
for a PG-13,
and then it goes R.
Is that a fact?
I believe.
Could very well be.
The chimp's looking it up already. God bless him.
God bless him is right.
All right, so Alita, A-L-I-T-A. Will there be more? Will there be another movie?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I've never read the comic book, the graphic novel, sorry, if you will. I don't know. The way it ended open.
Yes.
It could have been, the end could be the end. Or it could be absolutely open for sequels/sequels. You know, this could be an anthology thing for all winning. You know, yeah, it's totally open ended. It could be. You could take it as the end, or you can. You can take it wherever you want.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Anything else of interest that you saw? What were you going to say, Shaman?
That really does draw a picture for me, who's not seen a movie yet, makes me want to go out and see it.
Excellent. That's good.
Without having a huge spoiler
alert
smacked across it.
Very important.
You wanted to be in it, but you didn't.
All joking aside, I'm glad you bring that up because it's a great point. Now I want to see the movie even more with both of these.
Speaking of which, I need to see Lords of Chaos.
Once in a while you do. I feel like I saw it twice already, but I think I've only seen it once.
You know, I went on Facebook yesterday in one of the Lords of Chaos threads and was like, one showing today at 4:10? And Mr. La 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 was like, yeah, why? And I was like...
Right? All over you, fucking teeth.
Oh, why? I said, well, that's unfortunate. Well, we're playing it for another week, was the answer I got. And by the way, I have not received a response yet to the email I sent.
Yeah, well...
About... Yeah.
I don't expect a reply.
Yeah, well, I'll have to follow up on that. Charmin,
what is the email involved? Is that disclosed?
I don't...
Discuss with our audience.
We talk about them a lot. We love them. I don't want to...
All that matters is someone's birthday is coming up.
It's an excellent event.
Someone is deserving of not one, but two free birthday tickets.
Oh, nice.
If one does not get it, an email will be sent and a personal visit.
Yeah, no, an email won't be sent because you don't ever take the time to do that stuff.
Well, then a personal...
That's why you have the administrator over here doing it.
Or I could ask personally.
Nice.
I can go speak to Frank personally.
Personally. Sharman, what were you going to say?
I'm just glad that you're researching it to get it done.
I feel like we were on the brink of another topic just then and lost it.
What's the matter? No, I don't know. I feel like I fucked it up. No,
you didn't fuck it up at all. We went from the movie to, after that, you say
Lords of Chaos.
Lords of Chaos. And you were
unanswered
disappointed.
Unanswered email. I don't know.
Let's see.
All right, real quick, there was one other absolutely, and so ironic, I swear, folks, but there was one other absolutely incredible and ironically also 3D feature at the Alamo this past week.
Oh, yeah.
Called, it was a World War One, completely authentic, solely authentic World War One documentary on original footage, made solely of original footage. from 1914 to 1918 of the New, England's, what was England's army's name back then? England's army's name had a different name. It wasn't, you know, the Army of England or whatever the fuck it's called today. It was the Empire's, whatever it was called. It was England's army's view of, I'm sorry.
The Royal Army, possibly.
After, say something about the movie already.
These people restored film that was literally over 100 years old and made it look absolutely incredible. And on top of that, they also offered a 3D viewing of that too, which made it absolutely incredible.
So real documentary style footage, real footage shot during World War One,
and only, correct?
Restored, colorized.
Some of it.
And compiled to tell a, you know,
correct,
a linear story.
Correct.
And bring that
correct
to
the,
life.
Correct to the point where we all know it was all silently recorded because there were no microphones on these old crank cameras. Audio was added to it. Incredibly precise and accurate added audio to it.
Wow.
Post-producted audio. When I say incredible, if
it's,
I'm mistaken,
synchronized. Yeah. I saw the movie as well.
If I'm not mistaken, Chime joined me for my second viewing.
But the movie, from what I saw of how it was shot, as you said.
Did you see the whole movie, Chime?
Yes, it actually captivated me to see it because it went on this. Essentially, really was his story. We always say, let's talk about history. Well, it was his story. It was in a time period of silent films, 1914 and 1918, on the battlefield, and how...
In the trenches, yeah.
In the trenches, you saw it, on the camps, incredible. In the mess hall, all sorts, even training with the boot camp.
Yeah.
We saw that as well, and...
Incredible.
The recruitment and how... Some of the parents were trying to get their kids off to the army and getting them off, and they were only 16, and some were actually refused because height or strength or some sort of agility, they did not pass the physical, but other kids that were 16, 5'10", 6 foot, off to the off to boot camp you go.
I believe 19 was the minimum age that they were allowed to take you at the time, but yeah, they were... Multiple 18 16, was. 17, no.
19.
That's is what they said on the thing anyway, so I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't
but
there, but yeah. That, but they did take, they took a few younger kids too, 17 and 18 year olds for sure, 16 too.
But also how they were able to, with this movie, to really attach audio to the scenes that was recorded on a real camera.
Real
was impeccable because... You would be, there was a scene on the battlefield and in the trenches and such, and you see a cannon just go off and you hear an army general giving the orders, and it feels like it was right there, right then,
but
the general saying it, but in fact they superimposed a voice over the film, but it matched it perfectly.
Yes.
And with the colorization of it, it was not... when they colorize the movie, all right? Pardon me. When they colorize the movie.
He's right.
But when they did that, it was a very tastefully done because you see some of the movies they take from back in the day when they colorize it. For instance, fast forward it to Wizard of Oz. That was not a good transfer over when they transferred it from the black and white and went to coloring. Now, this movie, the World War One movie,
it's hard to not laugh.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And the director of it, all seriousness, how long did the director, Mr. I Saw It Twice, how long did the director say he spent doing the colorization, the audit?
Oh, I think it took many, many years for this project to be completed, right?
It did.
When was World War One?
Because it was, at the end of it, they had the director's
cut. When was World War One, 100 years ago?
It looked just over, correct. It just ended over 100 years ago. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, it was a 4-year project. It was every bit of a 4-year project. I forget the exact numbers or dates, but
they had the director's cut at the end of the movie that explained of how tedious it was to...
Before the film, real quick, before the film, director comes on the screen, hello, he introduces himself, New Zealand, really nice guy, this, that. He explains, for those who are interested, after the credits, there'd be about a 30-minute chat with me and the other chaps, and we're going to go over about exactly how we made this film. He's like, he's already explaining to you what you're about to see is going to fuck you right the fuck up. You're not gonna believe
what you've seen.
He tells us before the film. He doesn't say it in these words, but he says, you're not going to believe what you're about to see and hear, because that's how you leave the film.
He gave a disclaimer at the intro. This is not for the faint-hearted to see, because it is... Raw footage, absolutely raw footage,
on the battlefield. Yes.
So we should pay a moment of respect to those who served,
without question,
and lost their lives,
without question. But an absolutely incredible piece, an incredible work. After the credits, like he said, there's an incredible, an additional 35 minute additional piece, and they go over how they took the time and what they did and how they made that look like this and how they recorded this and synced it up with this and made that sound like this with that. It was absolutely
nice.
It was like a class.
They showed how clinic really did you just escape from the clinic?
No,
but
I shouldn't have said anything. I apologize.
You gave a good backup to it, but at the end of it, it was not a clinic. The director was walking us through of how he translated the still film, and even he mentioned tintype photos and how he was able to change the exposure of it to weave it into the movie.
That was absolutely insane.
When I saw that,
that was incredible. That was one of the coolest parts.
Seeing how a tintype looked.
At any rate, without giving everything away, folks, if you're
interested, is it a tintype?
Yes,
folks, there's a tintype in this movie. If you didn't want to know that, don't go.
An incredible film. If you get a chance to see it, and if you get a chance to see, it's in 2D, typical, regular feature film, and a 3D version.
You said typical, folks. Typical.
And begin. See the 3D version if you can. It's insane.
What was the name of the friggin' movie?
They Shall Not Grow Old.
They Shall Not Grow Old, ladies and gentlemen.
God bless them.
God bless the filmmakers and those covered in the film.
Indeed.
Wow. I can't wait to hear that segment.
We're going to have to record this.
What was it, Chimp? You look like you had something.
We can edit all that out, right? Yeah. Okay.
You had something? Didn't you mention that there was something big in the news this week?
The passing of the monkey?
Large, what about you?
There was something, I want to say something out in Long Island. But maybe not. I might be thinking of something else. Maybe
the fallen officer was a big one.
Oh, that unfortunate. That was big. No, that was big in the news.
Let's take a moment of silence.
But indeed,
a moment of silence for the fallen officer on Long Island, and all of those who serve to protect our streets and our nation,
and our communities too, and all people of this great land.
Hey, Siri. Please define silence.
As a noun, it means complete absence of sound. Do you want to hear the remaining one?
Thank you, Siri.
You're welcome.
Oh, she's so nice.
Indeed.
What else, folks?
And begin.
Anything else immediately on the... What did you say? What would you say was in the news this week?
The fuck kind of silence is that?
Right? Oh, a moment of silence again.
A moment of silence.
For those who've fallen in protection of the streets and our nation.
Dead silent.
A moment of silence for the Reyes family. You can still go to gofundme.com/Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E dash Reyes, R-E-Y-E-S, and make a small contribution to her family. Hey, Siri. How long should a moment of silence last?
I found three for you to choose from. Broken Silence, A Moment of Silence, 2017, or A Moment of Silence, 2013. Which moment of silence?
2019.
2019 is the current year, and is a common year starting on Tuesday of the Gregorian calendar, the 2019th year of the common era and Anno Domini designations, the 19th year of the third millennium, the 19th year of the 21st century, and the 10th and last year of the 2010s decade. 2019 has been designated as International Year of the Periodic Table of Chemical Elements by the United Nations General Assembly, given that it coincides with the 150th anniversary of its creation by Dmitry Mendeleev in 1869.
Wait, yeah? Wait a minute. Oh, wait, all right.
Is she waiting for us?
And begin.
Hey, Siri.
What did you ask her again?
Thank you for that information. When did Jesus live?
Here's what I found on the web for that information. When did Jesus live? Have a look.
Oh, she's not going to read to us?
She's a regular... No.
What kind of bastard is this? Is it because I mentioned Jesus?
Yeah, that's just... There was, it's a straight...
I don't know.
She's a Democrat.
Triangles flying all over the place.
Hey, Siri.
Getting locked up all over the place. These triangles.
Sorry, Rich. I can't help you with that.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah.
Are you a Democrat?
I don't have an answer for that.
Hey, Siri. Wait for the goddamn question, period. Are you a liberal? Question mark.
The only thing I know about politics is that there are parties.
Relax.
Parties.
There are parties, parties?
No, parties.
There's parties, parties?
Fuck your
parties. I heard parties,
no, parties.
Yeah.
Fuck your parties.
Hey, Siri, let us tell you a couple of things about parties, okay? I saw a meme today that said something interesting, right?
Yeah, and whatnot.
The right wing and the left wing are all part of the same effing bird. What else you got, Chimpy? What'd you say was in the news this week?
Rubber lips.
Entertainment-wise?
That you mentioned something earlier. What was it?
Entertainment-wise, I mentioned that, unfortunately...
Careful.
One of the...
Careful! There's only one way to say it.
Quietly. And begin.
The passing of the monkey.
Thank you. All right, so it's probably time to start wrapping up. Was there anything else we wanted to cover first?
Well, we wanted to record some sort of an episode for one. I know that.
Oh, you're going to start doing that again.
No, I'm just...
He's in a loop again, really.
I'm checking off a list.
Thank you.
The first thing on top of it is we wanted to record an episode of some sorts, number one. I'd like to check that off.
Yes.
But below that, there are others that have to be checked off, and you're correct.
What are we talking about next week? We're going to talk about all the categories of Star is Born lost.
Well, at the very least...
What else? Where are we? We're going into March already.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, we're going to be seeing, some shows coming up soon. Some bands that we absolutely love.
We still have some time, but we're, coming up on our own little road to WrestleMania.
We indeed are.
We've got, Kiss End of the Road on March 27th. We've got, we don't have tickets to, but WrestleMania will be coming up that first weekend of April. Yeah. Jason Bieler on April 11th, and hopefully Dream Theater on April 12th. Oh, and by the way, you're going to see the...
I am this week coming up, March 1st, in the Tarrytown Music Hall. Myself and Guy, along with a mutual friend Frank, we're going to go see the Alan Parsons Project.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm looking very much forward to that.
Remind our listeners of a song or two that they might know from the Alan Parsons Project.
Well, if anyone's ever been
do it verbally. If anybody's ever what?
If anyone has ever been to like a sporting event or an NBA game sometime, what do you know it from again?
I know it from Jake the Snake Roberts.
In some sports entertainment realm.
But you've got to mimic it. Otherwise, the folks won't be able to hear it.
I can't mimic that. I don't know. How would I mimic that?
It's a fucking podcast, man.
No, you rubber lip. We should have it on chip.
So sit. We don't have permission for that. Sing a portion of the song they would know.
Well, there's no words in that portion that I'm talking about.
Sing a portion of a song that they would know.
Yeah. Yeah, you would ask that of me, wouldn't you?
Eye in the Sky?
Well, that, I mean, that would be it, because that's that. All right.
So sing a portion of it.
You know.
You are a yeah. He's a regular abortion. All right, so we'll be hearing soon from you guys after you experience Alan Parsons. When is your Shinedown concert?
Flugin and Chimes. I'm not even sure. I don't know. I haven't but coming up in March or April, you're right. It's on the horizon.
It's in March. You're already fucking that up, huh?
He's muffing that up big time.
Wait, no, I have the, can't even I haven't invested a dime.
I shouldn't be talking about it.
There's been no investing. There's just been, you know, that's all discussion.
Does Come Si Chiama Lahara know that you're going to Shinedown?
Come Si Chiama that invited me? Does she know?
No, does Come Si Chiama know that Si Chiama Lahara invited you? I'll edit that out. Do you want me to edit that out?
Go right ahead. You can, and it'll fucking every like, what happened?
Oh, I'll do some sort of sound effects over it. Okay. All right. So let's wrap this shit up
and go.
So what are we going to talk about next week?
Thank God.
We're going to talk about when is Alan Parsons?
March 1st.
All right.
A week from today.
So you guys will give us a review of the Alan Parsons concert,
which
is going to just draw. Droves. It's going to draw our highest rating yet. Rating.
It's good. Rating. It is, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, my Lord. Alan Parsons Project coming up next week, folks. What else?
Scared.
Large is scared. Chimes?
I'm feeling confident.
All right, good.
Somebody has to. We're scared.
Yeah, somebody has. Oh, speaking of which... Speaking of which, Sophia Rose Quinlan gave an amazing performance as the Scarecrow in the Berea School production of A Wizard of Oz.
Yes, she did.
You were there. That's right.
A Wizard of Oz. Yeah, I was sitting next to you. Hi, how are you? And it was not A Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Was it The Wizard of Oz or The Wizard? In that case, it's The Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Like I said.
Yes.
Unless it precedes a word that begins with a vowel. It's nearly always not the.
Because we already said the Thursday the 12th podcast.
Yeah, but that's incorrect is what my whole point was.
Right. Someone would say, I was listening to the Thursday the 12th podcast.
Correct.
We would say, we are the Thursday the 12th podcast.
When you're right.
We are the Thursday the 12th, but we would not say that.
I don't think that's correct English is what I'm saying. It's correct to get the point across.
Pronunciation? Was one's choice of pronunciation a matter of correct English? Maybe.
I think it is.
Maybe.
I think it is.
Like if you say...
Or whatever.
If you say, earlier tonight, we had a moment of silence for the death of the fallen police officer. Versus earlier tonight, we had a moment of silence for the death of the fallen police. Nah, that's not a good comparison, is it? It's a pronunciation thing.
It is because it's
going with what you were breaking down for us. The fallen officer. And somehow...
Wait a minute, the fallen officer or the fallen officer?
The fallen officer.
All right.
But for some, it's first person, so we're saying it. But also, you have a point with the or the.
I get the vowel thing.
But it auditorily, I think
it's just a way of accentuating something.
You think it's a preference?
An emphasis.
Yeah. And I agree. With your emphasis there, I just think you're mispronunciating.
Pronunciating? What are you from, Canadian?
Pronunciating. You don't say the there.
Hey, don't be confused, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Thursday the 12th podcast. No,
we are the Thursday the 12th podcast.
Well, that's all right. We are the Thursday the 12th podcast, folks.
We are.
Don't accept
I would
an imitator.
The emphasis on the R.
We are. The Thursday the 12th. Okay, that's good too.
That doesn't matter what you call yourself, as long as you that's are good what too. You say you are.
Yeah. Well, I am what your man is worth.
You know what? All right. We got to. You should edit that.
You don't want anybody to know about your man?
No, we could have done better, is all I'm saying.
We could have done a lot better, but this is what happens when we
expand our consciousness.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, Dad celebrated a birthday this week.
God bless him.
Monday was Rich Senior's birthday. God bless him. We were all, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, my niece, we were there to celebrate with him. And in traditional style. Wait, do you guys know the traditional Masadi Happy Birthday song?
No, never heard it.
No, really?
No, I've heard it before. I do not recall. I don't remember it.
I kind of feel like we should do it right now.
I've known you forever, but I never heard it.
You have to do it.
You wouldn't have heard it. Large, do you know it well enough that he would catch on and join in?
No. It depends what you start, if I remember.
Okay, what if I went like this? Let's try it. We're going to try it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And maybe this will take us out for the week. In which case, we will say thank you for listening.
Absolutely.
Happy Thursday the 12th. We will be back next Thursday, as always. We're going into March. I'm trying to think if there are any special events coming up soon in terms of Authentics. We've got a ways for them.
We do.
Okay. So you'll hear from us again next Thursday, if not before. We appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget we're available on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Google Podcasts, Pinecast, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, TuneIn, Player FM, and sort of available on Anchor. We'll get back to that soon. Sordida.
Chiamavangula mer sordida. No, you gotta throw it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes. So be sure to check us out on your favorite podcast app. Subscribe, follow, turn your alerts on, leave us a review, leave us some comments, all of that stuff. Your listens, your likes, your subscriptions, sure. Your reviews, they all boost us up in terms of visibility and Google juice, if you will.
All of them.
All of that helps. Please do that. And stay in touch. We'll do the same. And we're going to go out on a happy birthday to Rich Sr. But not before. Guy says goodnight.
That's right. And goodnight.
Chime says goodnight.
Goodnight.
And I say, if you can hear the sound of our voices right now, then we are one. All right, let's do it. You ready, Large? Large, you follow me.
There you go.
Chimes, if you figure it out, you follow him. It goes something like this. Happy birthday.
Brother.
God.
And begin.
Nobody joined me?
No. I did a little.
Mine.
Now that you get it, should we do it again?
I will botch that. I think that's...
You poor thing.
Oh, I think you would be brilliant.
I'd botch it.
Essentially, the Masadis sing the song.
Yes.
The first few words.
Yeah.
And then everybody does their own thing.
It turns into that.
And it turns into a big mess.
It turns into a shitstorm.
God bless us.
I'm sorry. And begin. Good brother.